Hey everyone, I'm Susan Campbell and you're listening to Unfiltered, a podcast where my team of marketing professionals share their thoughts on all things branding. You'll laugh, you'll learn, and hopefully walk away with new info about how to market your business. Enjoy.
And we're back. Hey. Episode 2, Season 3, Unfiltered Marketing.
Woohoo!
Today, back in the studio, we've
Can't stop, won't stop.
That was Jennifer Roop, account manager.
Hey.
We've got
Zach Money, Z Diddy.
Oh my gosh.
Zach No, Z No.
And boring old Anna West on the microphone. And today we are following up our episode 1 about So Now What Do I Do with these 2018 marketing trends and digging deeper into video marketing that's easy for small fries.
I love it.
Because this season we're focusing on small fries to big guys, providing you with big advertising concepts that you can achieve for your small to medium sized business.
Yep. And break apart to use when it's right for you.
That's right.
You don't have to tackle it all at once, but we're going to prioritize the ones that you definitely should tackle and give you some ideas on how to bit by bit just build your marketing strategy up.
Yeah. And if you don't listen to us, you're lost, man.
Man, gosh.
Come on, you small fries.
Just got so much, so many nuggets of information I wanted.
Oh, man.
Fries and nuggets.
I'm hungry.
Now I'm hungry.
Hey, Zach.
Hey, what's up?
Whoa, is that your sultry voice?
Yeah.
Hey, I've got market on sultry voices. Oh, okay.
What have you guys been binging lately on the Netflix or the Hulu?
What you been binging on the Netipod?
You know what? Speaking of Netipods, this is a sidebar. People used to talk about those a lot the last few years, and I haven't heard people talking about them.
That's my jam.
And I'm okay with it because it grosses me out.
The only thing worse than a Netipod, I can't even talk about it without gagging. And if you are going to be a new dad soon, so if you think about buying this product, I will personally hunt you down. It is a hose that you put in your child's nose.
My friend does that.
And the other side, you suck the booger out of their nose.
My friend does it.
No, I can't.
She's like, there's a filter. It can't go in your mouth. It doesn't matter.
I don't trust the filter.
I love you, Taylor.
Never going to happen. I'm so glad that my children are past that age. No. They can pick their nose themselves. I don't have to worry about it.
You guys registered for one, didn't you? Did you?
I think so.
I am not buying that.
It's super cool to me. I mean, it makes a lot of sense, though.
Okay,
moving on.
I mean, you started, so.
Netflix binging.
Netflix binging. With my husband, we are watching The Americans, which is about Russian spies with Carrie Russell. Super good.
Felicity, love her.
I know. And then by myself, I'm on season 7 of Friends. I'm rewatching it all.
Oh. Wow.
And I love it.
Pivot.
Could I be wearing any more clothes?
You do love Friends.
I do. Man. Yeah.
Wow. That's good.
What about you, Zach?
Whoa.
That was harmonious.
So we are kind of ADHD with our TV watching. So we find the ones that only have like a season and we like destroy them for some reason. And we're like, man, that stinks because it got canceled and it was a terrible way it finished out. But we finished watching this show called Breakout Kings, where it's a team of 4 to 5 convicts that are trying to catch other convicts that broke out of jail. And they're all got their super smart ways to figure out how to capture the person. So it was pretty fun, but it only lasted 2 seasons. But there were fun characters.
Yeah.
And it ended terribly. Ooh. Like, they were like, man, super cliffhanger for season 3.
season 3.
Got canceled. So, but me personally, I've been trying to watch the Cloverfield stuff because there's three movies out now. And
I don't know what you speak of.
Okay. It's kind of scary.
Okay. I don't like scary things.
Search that.
I mean, it's kind of marketing related because the third one, just they put the trailer out during the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And then they put it out online on Netflix 2 hours later. It was the first timer for that kind of idea. I haven't watched the third one yet, so no spoilers, all the listeners.
What about you?
My husband, God bless his soul, found this show called Bondi Rescue, and it's a reality show of the lifeguards at Bondi Beach in Australia, which is where I studied abroad, and I went to that beach many times. And it's, you know how, like, some of the, like, outdoor Alaska shows make it look like, oh my gosh, this bear is 2 feet away and he might attack us, and And then, like, it comes back from commercial break and it's like, oh, the bear's like two mountains away.
That's so Naked and Afraid. They do that every time.
At Bondi, it's like, oh, this person's dying. And then you get up to them and they have to use the defibrillator. And it's like, oh, they're literally dying. Oh, and they just showed them puking everywhere. It's like real stuff. Because that's Australia TV. When I was over there, like, full on nudity, dropping F-bombs. Like, they allow everything over there.
They're really unfiltered.
Yeah. So there's 11 seasons, but Netflix in America only has two of the seasons. Oh. So, and they're like 20-minute episodes. So we binged the two seasons in like a couple weeks. And I loved it. And I'm so sad it's over because it made me miss my Aussie people. But personally, this isn't on Netflix, but I've never been into Big Brother, but I've always wondered what the craze is. And so I binged Celebrity Big Brother that's out right now. So now I'm caught up, but I probably watched.
Where is that on? Hulu?
CBS. So I have the app I watched it on my phone.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Anyway.
I caught up on This Is Us.
Yeah. I still haven't.
Yeah. Don't tell me anything. Talk about it.
Okay.
So many crockpots.
Zach! Shut
up. You don't even know what it is.
Yes, spoiler. I do. I know that part.
Well, then you know it.
No, I haven't seen the Super Bowl episode or the one after.
Okay, stop talking about it. Have you ever watched Parenthood?
Yes, that's my jam.
Okay, we've talked about this a million times.
Are you finally watching it?
Oh, I watched it a long time ago. I have a terrible memory. I'm sorry. I think we actually had like a full-blown conversation about it.
Do you like it better than This Is Us?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, me too. I mean, I love you, Jack, but...
All right, so... Down, back out, to we are out of the rabbit hole.
Video marketing. Okay, so last episode we talked about some tips that people could do with video marketing, but let's get a little more detailed.
Get into the nitty gritty.
Yeah, do we want to? We had an SJC brainstorming meeting week and a half ago about what we want to do with our own video this year. Do we want to give them
some? We're getting all kinds of personal in our videos.
Yeah. When I started 3 years ago, we weren't doing a lot with video as an agency. And now we've been really trying to ramp up and we've been crushing it when it comes to Facebook and other social media platforms besides traditional marketing with broadcasting. But now we're really trying to put a focus back onto YouTube because it's an awesome fact that YouTube is the number two search engine after Google, which is both Google owned.
It's crazy.
So, yeah. But you think it's beating Bing and it's beating like all the other search platforms that you could potentially be using. So what that means is that your
company... And they didn't even intend for it to do that.
No.
Maybe they did. I don't know.
It's just powerful. I don't know.
I mean, it's technically not a search engine platform. It's a video platform.
No, their goal wasn't to say, hey, we're the number two search engine platform, but it's just the truth that it's so powerful that it is.
It's mostly my daughter searching for unboxing videos of squishies and slime videos. She makes up for at least half of that statistic.
So basically, I mean, what that means to me is that there's a whole giant search engine that it doesn't have anything of our content. It has some of our content for us personally as a company, but it doesn't have enough. And we're trying to rebuild ourselves.
So you've identified that that's a hole that we need to be filling for our personal marketing strategy. Okay.
Yeah. I don't want to get into the rabbit hole too deep because it's really it's a huge field that we could be taking advantage of.
Yeah, it's a missed opportunity for sure.
So, but I think, so coming back around, YouTube is your next step, I think.
Okay.
I know it because it is a very strong search engine and it can have a lot of community built around it and it can be really fun. And it's not about selling your product anymore. It's about building a community and building your brand first. And then when people trust you and people are engaging, then they're gonna buy from you.
And so you can optimize your videos.
Absolutely. Yep.
You can also have people subscribe to your videos.
Yep.
So there's several different touch points.
They can make comment, leave comments.
They can leave comments.
Give it a thumbs up or down.
Share it. So they can recommend it to others. I mean, when you really sit and think about it, YouTube is so useful and it's got a lot of different uses.
Mm-hmm. And the thing about YouTube's algorithm is that it encourages engagement. It wants videos that are being shared and being commented on and having people talk within that video microcosm for it to be ranked higher and higher is you have to have a community brand. So it's not about, the way we used YouTube before is just basically to host our videos for our websites.
Right.
And now we're trying to challenge ourselves to build a community now within YouTube.
So how does that work, though, with our friend Facebook, who doesn't like to play nice with YouTube? They want us to at least upload videos within their
platform.
Platform.
it's two different strategies, I think. Mm-hmm. You can have video marketing strategy for Facebook and a video marketing strategy for YouTube.
And you can't depend on Facebook to distribute your YouTube. You need to rely on YouTube as a platform to help you distribute the video. I think that people just think that Facebook is the only place to share a video. Well, actually, no, YouTube, you can get probably more engagement mm-hmm. by having your video stay there and interact with the people on YouTube instead of.
Mm-hmm. I think.
Does that make sense?
The thing you have to realize is it's way easier to stumble on a YouTube video from a search rather than stumbling onto a Facebook video from a search. Exactly. And what Facebook is trying to do is keep you in their little circle of playing, which it's a huge field, you know? So
they're the Walmart of social media. Like, they want you to be able to survive just on that platform and not need anybody else's services.
They wanted people to, the point of sale to be in Facebook. They want your eyeball in that app the whole time. And YouTube, they definitely want to retain watchership, you know, and have.
Did you just make that word up?
I did. It was great.
Watchership.
Ooh, write that down.
Define watchership.
Watchership, it means that it's like a relationship, but it's the relationship of the eyeball. So
people are watching you.
Eyeball.
Watershed.
Watershed.
Well, you could do some of that on YouTube too. Well, I get down a hole of watching those military people come home.
Oh, don't even. And the dog.
Nope. The dog. Oh. My gosh.
My favorite
I'll
is...
I'll be like, why did I do that?
My favorite is there's a guy that does puns, and he walks around the grocery store and just finds things that are punny, and I die. I cry. I will share with you.
Okay, so this has been really good conversation around YouTube. When we come back, let's give a few more practical ways that people can start utilizing video and maybe some ideas for videos. And
we've got a lot of good ideas.
We actually just recorded a few of our videos before the podcast, and they're hilarious.
We liked our ideas so much that we're doing them for ourselves.
Brilliant.
Spoiler alert.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Lisa Smith, and I'm the content manager at SJC Marketing. This month, we're focusing on how to develop your video strategy in 2018. If you're looking for ways to get started on your video marketing or ways that you can improve your reach, come read our blog at sjc.marketing/blog.
So we're back, and now we're gonna fill you in on a few fun ideas that we brainstormed for SJC. If you want to steal them,
we don't blame you.
I guess you're okay. That's okay. So we're gonna start doing some rapid fire question videos.
17 rapid fire questions.
I liked how you said it. Rapid fire.
Rapid fire questions.
I said rapid fire rapidly.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, and so we've actually already started those.
Do you know what I love about this idea?
That it was yours.
Well, yes, but. The
obviously the such means
is that the questions have nothing to do with marketing, but showing our fun and creative side and showing off the personalization.
If you listened to episode one, you would know what we're talking about.
Tying it all together. It's fun. Yeah. And showing off our personalities and how well we get along. And
it's like, who wouldn't want to work with those people?
And nobody wants to sit and watch 17 questions about B2B marketing industry topics. A lot of the ideas we're about to share are all about showing a personal side of your business. It's not that we think that you need to go shout what you do at them all the time. That's not what we're talking about. You're not being a salesy. You're not doing a sales pitch. You are creating what Zach called a community where you are providing fun, interesting, useful,
authentic
content.
Yes.
And building your brand while doing it.
Building a brand.
Yeah. Okay. A couple of the other ideas that we have are, depending on what your industry is, you could definitely do this one as well, but we are planning out a think tank where we get on Facebook Live and people can ask us anything about marketing, and for free, we will answer those questions, brainstorm with them, and just give some fun tips that after their 15-minute lunch break, they walked away thinking like, oh, cool, I can apply this, or that just spurred an idea for me to do within our own organization. Right. You might be able to do that in your industry too. So Facebook Live, scary, but worth it.
Absolutely.
I've never done that, and I don't think I ever, I can't.
Oh, we will make
you. Can I just say one thing about Facebook Live?
Please.
No.
Please.
Okay.
Okay. please get a tripod, folks. Spend that $15 so you can get it not up your nose.
We don't need no shaky hands.
No shaky hands, no noses. We don't need those boogers.
One chin per person.
One chin per person.
Right, Jen? So.
Yes.
Are you with us?
I'm with us.
Concession lady?
Sorry, I'm in charge of concession stands, and I had to answer, how many bags of ice do we need, and where are we getting coolers? Hashtag mom life. Okay.
Mom life. Okay. I'm sorry. No, it's fine. Something fun you could do with Instagram stories, if you've got an infographic that someone, your designer, has worked hard to develop, split those facts up into
a slideshow.
Images, or a slideshow that on your Instagram story, or a video even that you put on Facebook, or which you can now share Instagram stories to Facebook stories. You do it.
I do it.
I've watched you do that. I mean, I haven't watched you do it.
You've seen.
But I've seen your videos.
Do the thing where you record a story and put it on Facebook.
You do the thing with the thing.
I'm scared. I'm just going to be real with you. I'm scared of live video. And when I go on my Facebook or my Instagram stories, it takes me like 16 takes.
How many Ambiens do you take before?
Oh.
Wait, Xanax.
Xanax. a half. And then I try so hard to make it good. And then I'm like, okay, well, this is, I can't spend another 2 hours on this. So at the very.
You are deterring our people, Jen.
Sorry.
Just kidding.
No, I'm done.
No, it can be nerve wracking.
But just
you just do it, but you've done it.
I've done it. I did it.
So you can do it again.
At the end of it, I got on there again and I said, okay, that just made me really nervous. I hope you guys liked it.
I know. I watched that one. It was cute.
So, but that's authentic. You can say, I am scared to do this, but I am going to get on here because I have something super important to tell you.
Right.
That is humble and it's real. And I think people appreciate that.
Yeah.
And they don't like being talked at. They want to hear you talk with them. So just be genuine and it will work out.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Don't be afraid.
So let's talk about Facebook Live. The point, there's probably many points to it, but one of them is to get engagement with people watching, start commenting or asking questions, right? So is it better to maybe have another person like on a phone so they can read off the questions or cue card them the questions? Absolutely.
You know, there's definitely different strategies you can use to encourage comments and, you know, and be able to process those live. If it's just you, then you can definitely do it on your computer if you're limited to, you know, your tiny
screen. So you could watch on your laptop, you could watch the questions pop up. And then your phone is the one that's recording you.
So, but as Anna said, ideally, if you had a second person that could be helping filter those questions, that would be really helpful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because then they could even potentially be holding the camera.
If
you wanted to do that.
What about promoting to go on Facebook Live? Because unless you have thousands and thousands of Facebook followers, most likely you don't just like, oh, I'm going to go live. Like you should probably let people know, hey, next Friday at noon, we're going to be going live.
Yeah.
You have send to us questions ahead of time that we'll address or tune in and ask us those questions.
It helps. Yeah. And I think even doing the research of saying, when is your audience on Facebook?
Absolutely.
Look at your insights.
If you can start there, encourage it with an early post. And then even if you want to try and promote the post, spend dollars? Yeah.
Or organically, but just making sure that you give people a heads up.
Absolutely.
Cross platform, like tell your Twitter followers. Mm-hmm. Because you know, they don't have the opportunity to do that on Twitter. So move them over to Facebook to get their attention.
Right.
You know, and people love free stuff too. So if you're a B2C and you have something that you can give away for free, that wouldn't be too much out of your pocket. Mm-hmm. That'd probably be worth more than spending dollars in Facebook.
Right.
To give away, you know, maybe you have a book or maybe you have a gift card that you want to give away. Encourage comments.
Right. Great ideas. Jen, you had some good ideas for B2C companies and what they could do with video.
I see a lot on Facebook of selling products. I think that teasers, unboxing videos are very popular. If you get a new shipment in, you know, show us the process of that shipment, that product started in a box in a warehouse somewhere. Show us the process of how it got to us. How does it get to the consumer? I think factories are fascinating. And I think people like that kind of stuff. They want to know the mechanics of how you do what you do. So teaser videos of a new product that you've got, show half of it or give some clues and have people guess. Mm-hmm. So there's lots of ways to get people involved, tagging their friends to play along, do a question and answer, or do 21 questions, or just do something to keep their attention.
Yeah. And ask your audience what they want to hear. A lot of bloggers that I follow on Instagram will do a story of polls. And it'll be like, hey, I'm getting ready to write a bunch of new blogs. What do you want to hear about? This or that, this or that. And then that helps them create the content that their followers want to hear. Do you want to see more pictures about fashion or nutrition?
Right.
You know, so I think there's ways to get them giving you feedback, and then you know you're giving them what they want to hear or read or
whatever. I think the thing I always encourage is you have to be posting, and you have to, you're not going to go viral with one video. So you have to start doing it, and you have to start doing it consistently and frequently so that you can see as you see people engaging, you might see that maybe your audience is enjoying an unboxing video more than the warehouse video, or maybe it's the same and you could be doing both alternating. Or it's the whole goal is you're supposed to start painting and then get the feedback and then keep painting or change it up, change your color, or whatever.
I'm glad you brought up going viral, because we've gotten that question. Not so much anymore, or as much as we used to, but it's like, well, I want to go viral. What does it take to go viral?
Why is my video not viral, man?
Like, first of all, let's...
unless you've got a squirrel doing something funny, you're not going viral. Yeah.
And if you have a trained squirrel that's doing something funny, why are you running the business you have? Just go with that.
Right.
Ellen will pay you to do something.
I want
to
meet the guy that invented...
Kaylin Allen. Oh, no, never mind.
What? Who is he?
Her new food
guy. Oh my gosh, the food guy.
He's from here.
I know. He's from Kansas City, right? Oh my gosh. I love him with a passion.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, no. I know you're not.
Oh, girl. Oh, sweet Jesus. Don't let them do that. So do you know? Oh, Zach, you would love
you
it.
You would love him.
He watches really bad food videos on Facebook
cooking
or whatever.
Tutorials.
And then he has a shot of him watching it and giving commentary. And they're weird, like someone makes a hot dog and dill pickle like cake or something. And he'll be like, oh, no, you are not about to put those pickles on that cake. Oh, sweet Jesus, no.
And one of them was somebody was making like a 50s style Jello cake, and it was lime Jello, and then it was pineapple. And he's like, okay, I see what you're doing there. Okay, I like lime. And then he's like, is that mayonnaise? No, I know you did not just put mayonnaise in that salad. What is she doing? It is just classic.
The one where they added like Brussels sprouts and carrots to the mac and cheese. He was like, why people gotta mess up the macaroni and cheese? It's so good.
It's great.
Anyway,
that personality is... so great.
Yes.
Whatever you can do. If you've got a funny person in your office that's confident enough.
Yeah.
And make it funny.
But technically a viral video is what? 1 million hits or something?
I don't know what it's
changed like the
when
over
it started,
time.
It was like, man, that person got 60,000
views. Oh, there's like a technical term.
Yeah.
There's like a technical thing.
Right. Yeah. Technically going viral is, let me just do the goobs.
Well, it's different too for Facebook, and it's different for YouTube.
Right. But well, if Ellen shares it, it's viral.
Right.
Like, that's my end goal, is for Ellen to share something of mine.
It's called the Ellen threshold. If Ellen shares it, then you've gone viral. Yeah.
Exactly.
We love you, Ellen.
We do.
But what's more important? I mean, I guess I'm just thinking about, there was one client that we had where they only had like a certain amount of views, but it had been like shared and commented on or something.
The
a bunch
reach
of times.
Was out of control.
Yeah. I mean,
do you remember what that?
Anytime we get the question of why isn't this video viral, or why don't you make viral videos? It's a simple answer is that's not what we're making. We're not making.
We're not trying to do that.
Viral video. We're trying to build a video that's going to support your brand.
Absolutely.
And there's a huge difference between getting 100,000 hits and increasing your sales.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, it's great. Hits are great, but it doesn't guarantee sales.
Absolutely.
So you have to be encouraging your brand and building your brand around something that's worth engagement. You know, that's showing your expertise.
You know,
just having a funny squirrel video. I love the squirrels. But having a funny squirrel video on your channel isn't going to help you do. You know, it might look great for a couple days.
Right.
But it's not supporting your brand. It's not giving any educational value for your brand and who you are. It's not really building who you are. Viral is, it's fun. If you can do it, hey,
it's
that's
a novelty.
Awesome.
It's an extra.
Yeah. It's not a goal to set for yourself.
And most videos that have gone viral, their goal was probably not to go viral, because they're like authentic, like crazy videos. Yeah. You're like, I never thought I would be on Ellen or whatever. Yeah. So
the ones that trend, they're kind of gross almost. You know, if you're like, man, I'm so funny, I'm going to do this, I'm going to slip on the stairs. Yeah. It's like, that's not.
That was totally staged. Okay, let's wrap this up by, we've given a lot of ideas, but where do we start? Do they need a strategy? Do they need a calendar where they plan out, we're doing this video so on this day?
They've like, committed to video. Because so
it's
now
all
what?
About consistency, yeah. like you mentioned earlier. So what's the best next step?
I think the best next step is find what's unique about you and mm-hmm. celebrate it.
Yep.
And if it's a fun product and you want to do, you got a really cool packaging that you have, then do an unboxing of that to show how much fun it is. If it's, you have an amazing workspace, then go to it. If you got a fun personality, then celebrate that personality. If you have an amazing customer base, then try to figure out a way to engage with your customer
client
base.
Testimonials yeah. or something.
Testimonials. Yeah. Find what's unique and get going with it.
Yeah.
So
I think testimonies are a great place to start.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A great place to start videos. Even if it's just like the words of a testimony, you know, mm-hmm. like in a slideshow type mm-hmm. thing.
Yeah, there definitely.
There really is no wrong answer, but the only wrong answer is not doing it and not changing it up if you mm-hmm. feel like if you're not getting results.
Yeah.
So.
And honestly, not trying to sound salesy, but like you said, not doing it is the wrong answer. But if it completely overwhelms you or you think there's no way, even as easy as you're making it sound, I just know myself, I won't do it or I won't feel comfortable doing it. Reach out to an agency, whether it's us or someone local, whoever, but find a way to do it because I think you'll see your brand grows when you add video in.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not okay to not have video as part of your marketing plan in 2018.
This is step one. You know, so if you're building a video audience, then your next step is to up your production value and be able to have that. And that's something that we at SJC Marketing can help provide.
Yeah.
You know,
guaranteed someone in your competition is doing it.
Right.
And that alone could make you lose a sale.
Yep.
So.
Yep.
Okay, well, this has been so good.
Yeah.
I hope people find value in this because I think it's a super hot topic. It's only grown over the last few years, which has been great for your job security. There's that.
Yeah.
And so we are just hoping that you found some good tips, some marketing tips, nuggets for you.
If you have more questions about easy ways to start a video strategy, tweet us.
Yes, at Marketing SJC. We've got a lot of blogs on our site,
so
sjc.marketing. Go to our blog page. Just type in the search bar, the keyword that you're looking for. There's some great video blogs on there. And don't forget to rate and review us. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts to Unfiltered Marketing. Share it with your friends and colleagues. Tell everyone how witty and hilarious and entertaining we are.
So funny.
And we'll see you next time. Stay unfiltered.
Continue today's topic with us by tweeting your thoughts to Marketing SJC or visit our website, sjc.marketing.